This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our cancer prevention and health news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Charlotte Liboff, an award-winning health book author and a pioneer in the field of patient advocacy. Liboff is frequently called upon to speak as a medical expert and has written for Newsmax magazine, WebMD.com, RevolutionHealth.org, and HuffingtonPost.com. Charlotte is the author of The Cancer Survival Guide, How to Conquer It and Live a Good Life, which includes a wide range of tips on living with cancer. Charlotte, a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you. So, Charlotte, tell us about your inspiring story as a heart disease survivor and how that brought you to the career that you have today.
Well, several years ago, I was very busy with my life as a freelance contributor to the New York Times, writing about everything. And I was shocked to learn that I had been born with a 1-inch hole in my heart and that I needed to have immediate open heart surgery. Now, this was a potentially deadly problem I had been born with, but it had gone undiagnosed. And this was a wake-up call for me in a couple of ways. The first, of course, was that I had a heart problem I was unaware of, but I learned later that doctors really shouldn't have missed it. And that taught me that people really do have to take control of their health. And second, I became very aware that heart disease was a problem for women and nobody was talking about it at the time. So this led me directly to writing my first book, The Woman's Heart Book, which became a PBS special. And it led me basically to the career I've pursued to this day, which is writing about health and how people can be their own health advocates.
And what value you do bring with this information and all that you're doing in the space. Now, in addition to being a top medical journalist and author of 5 award-winning books, you also are a nationally recognized motivational speaker on top of everything else that you're doing. What brought you into speaking, and where do you typically present?
Well, you know, it's funny. For the first half of my career as a journalist, I was very happy to sit in the audience on the sidelines and take notes and write all about what the other speakers were saying. But even before my first book was published, I was approached by a cardiac rehab program director who asked me to speak to her patients. And this was followed by an invitation to speak to about 600 people at a local medical school and so on. And I discovered that it was through speaking that I could really bring my zeal for giving people practical knowledge and ways to take control of their health. It's just a much more dynamic way to do it. But it works very well with writing, too, because when I do talk, I get to interact with my readers, and they often give me ideas for what my next book will be. I've talked and spoken in all kinds of places, at hospitals, of course, and businesses. I spoke for Toyota and Cigna, and probably the most awe-inspiring to me place I ever presented was the U.S. Army War College, which graduates include Colin Powell and Dwight D. Eisenhower, and that was very, very special.
Wow, I can only imagine. So you specialize in providing life-saving heart advice, especially for women. What would you say are some of the key things women can do for heart disease and heart attack prevention?
Well, you know, one of the reasons I love to talk about heart disease is that there's so many easy things that people always hear about, like quitting smoking, eating healthier, and exercising. But you hear that so much that I don't think women, especially because they're so busy, really realize the impact that has. The deaths from heart disease have declined by 40% over the last 10 years, and part of it is due to factors like that. But, you know, we hear it so much that it just sort of sounds like a drone. So that's one of the challenges I have, is to really get people to understand what they can do and that it's easy. Really, and to do these steps like walking an hour a day, or taking a dance class, or eating something, eating berries instead of reaching for a muffin. These things really will have an impact.
Today we are speaking with Charlotte Libov, the author of The Cancer Survival Guide, How to Conquer It and Live a Good Life, which includes a wide range of tips on living with cancer here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Charlotte, let's talk about your latest book, The Cancer Survival Guide. Tell us about the book and what the transition was like from writing about heart health to now discussing a completely new topic.
Well, it's really been wonderful. I mean, for one reason is because in talking about cancer now, as opposed to talking about cancer a couple of years ago, there are so many hopeful things. And I used to say there were so many hopeful things on the horizon, but the horizon is here. I mean, if you just consider former President Jimmy Carter, who's 91 years old and was diagnosed with brain cancer just in August, you know, a couple of years ago, a year ago, he never would have been treated. And now he's off lecturing in London. I mean, there's so many hopeful things. It was, in a way, a new topic for me, but in a way it wasn't, because, as I mentioned before, I get a lot of ideas from the people I meet along the way when I do my talks. And several years ago, I was doing an interview in Arizona, and I was, you know, happily reciting my checklist about what women should do to reduce their heart disease risk, just like I did a couple of minutes ago. And the interviewer just looked at me, and she just had such a look of resignation on her face and in her voice. She said, "Oh, this is just one more thing I have to think about." And, you know, that really gave me pause. I really started thinking about what women especially do have to deal with just in their everyday life. So I decided to look into what you could do to reduce your risk, not only of heart disease, but of a lot of killer diseases, and that included cancer. And so I wrote about that and how to reduce your risk of heart disease and osteoporosis and five different kinds of cancer all in one book several years ago called Beat Your Risk Factors. So I had a good basis for talking about cancer. But, you know, of course, a lot had changed. Fortunately, I write for the Newsmax Health website. So every day, almost every day, I'm writing about cancer or talking to experts. So it just became a matter of fitting it into a new format and really getting completely up to speed on all the new treatments and all the new ways to prevent cancer and everything that we have learned that people who are diagnosed really need. So what I look upon with the Cancer Survival Guide is it's kind of your go-to book to get a jump on cancer, because it's really, really important. And that brings me up to one more thing I wanted to mention, which is why it's so important with cancer. If you have a heart attack or you're stricken with a heart problem, almost any hospital you're going to go to is going to be on the same page when it comes to national guidelines. And you'll get pretty much good treatment. It's not the way it is with cancer. Cancer treatment is all over the place. So you really, really do need to get quick knowledge and get up to speed. And that's what I tried to do in the Cancer Survival Guide.
So how should one go about the risk factor reduction for both cancer and heart disease?
That's really interesting. I'll tell you why. It got even more interesting today. I talk a lot about prevention in the Cancer Survival Guide, and a lot of these recommendations are applicable to heart disease as well, because I don't believe in the scattershot disease-by-disease approach. As that reporter in Arizona told me, really, who has the time? But one of the really exciting concepts today in medicine is the growing evidence about inflammation and how it plays a key role in a lot of our major killer diseases like heart disease and diabetes, and it turns out cancer. The kind of inflammation I'm talking about is kind of a chronic simmering bodily inflammation in our bodies that's caused by things like tobacco use and obesity, stress. All these things create this inflammatory state. And a new study even came out today, which found that if you have this inflammatory state, we've known that it plays a risk in the process of which heart disease develops. But they also found that it really raises your risk of cancer, a whole lot of different kinds of cancers, because it's this inflammation that's this sort of insult on the body. Now, the ways to dampen this inflammation are the things that we've always been talking about, like not using tobacco, eating fresh organic foods, staying away from fatty processed foods. All of these sort of feed into that. So that's why I really find it exciting to talk about, because I'm talking about things that I've talked about for 20 years, but I'm really talking about them in exciting new ways.
Well, Charlotte, it certainly has been a delight to have had you. Tell our listeners where they can get more information accordingly, how they can reach you, and how they can pick up your book, The Cancer Survival Guide.
Well, one of the best ways to pick up my book is as a writer, I have to be supportive of my local bookstores so it can be ordered. Or you can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And I've also revamped my website, and that's basically my name. It's www.libov.com. So those are the different ways, and I'm thrilled when people get in touch with me. I absolutely love it, because this is the whole reason I became a writer.
Charlotte, all the success to you. Thanks for all that you're doing, and look forward to another opportunity to have you right here again on eHealth Radio.
I love it, and thank you so much for all the work you do too.
And thank you for those kind words, Charlotte. We have been speaking with Charlotte Libov, an award-winning health book author and a pioneer in the field of patient advocacy. Charlotte is the author of The Cancer Survival Guide, How to Conquer It and Live a Good Life, which includes a wide range of tips on living with cancer. And for more information, simply visit libov.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.